This is episode 336, recorded April 8th, 2016. Packard pokes at. Angry Packard nails Christians quick and dirty. I want to thank Tor Varen from the chat room for this week's show title.
What time is it? It's Packard pokes at time. Hat? Check. Shirt? Check. Pants? Optional. Mug? Double check. Check us out at cafepress.com/PackardPokesAt where you can get all this great merchandise and more.
Do you like Packard Pokes At and want to hear it on demand and on the go? Download the free app today at Stitcher.com. Available on iOS, Android, Nook, and iPad.
This is Packard Pokes At, and I'm poking at your news. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another fine edition of Packard Pokes At. I am your immutable and very late host, Packard Sonic.
You're dead?
No, not the late Packard Sonic. I'm just running late. But the show tonight almost was dead due to technical difficulties. Vaughn Live, where we broadcast from very proudly, usually.
That's not what you said 10 minutes ago.
I know, that's what I was going to say. Vaughn Live was giving me a fucking heart attack because it was just every browser I tried to broadcast from, it was like, I don't know what you're talking about, George. It was going all fucking psycho on me. So I had to rely on a browser that I don't usually use, and fortunately I was able to get it to work. So yeah, I guess it's my new backup until I figure out what the hell is going on. Vaughn Live is just fucking everybody up. At least I don't know about everybody else, but for me it just fucked me over tonight. So
welcome to the anniversary show.
Welcome to the fifth year anniversary show.
The bitch session.
Bitch session for Vaughn, the Vaughn Live bitch session. Son of a bitch. And that other voice you're hearing, that's Connie, Practical Magic 9 from the far West Coast.
By the way, 5-year anniversary, you give people wood. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, no, yeah. Wood probably would have worked really well tonight because I needed a goddamn fucking baseball bat. I don't know who I was going to use it more on, my computer or Vaughn Live at the moment. I just don't know.
He said moron.
Yeah. Yes. That I did.
Yeah.
Out in California, the school board out there in San Bernardino apparently didn't get the memo. There's this thing in the First Amendment called separation of church and state. Back in February 18th of the U.S. District G... That's funny. The guy's name is Jesus. Actually, it's Jesus. Burnell. Yeah. I know it's pronounced Jesus, but it's spelled Jesus anyway.
Jesus.
It's Jesus. You made my God. ordered the Chino Valley Unified School Board to stop undefined. Unified School Board to stop a years-long practice of reciting prayers, Bible readings, and proselytizing at board meetings. This last Thursday, the George ordered the board president, Andrew Cruz. It's a cruise. Imagine that. A cruise pushing religion. Who would have thunk it? along with board members James Na and Silvio Orquez, the payout, I love this amount, $202,971.70. It might have been, might as well round it up to the nearest dollar.
That's just rounded up.
It's rounded up, yeah. To pay the Freedom from Religion Foundation in association with their November 2014 lawsuit. The suit claimed that they often injected religion into his comments at meetings, conclusions while Cruz regularly concluded with a Bible reading, and prayers were often used to open the public meetings. But it didn't stop there. Regular attendees complained that board members often stop business altogether just to make long professions of their faith, according to The Sun. At one of the meetings, they discussed Jesus at least, not Jesus this time, they just discussed Jesus at least 10 times. This is fucking highly irregular. But you know what? These people do not learn unless money is involved. And then, that's, I get it now. I get it. I have to fork over money because I was wrong. Oh, I get it now. I won't do that again. Connie, your thoughts?
Yeah, this school board, three of the five members are members of a 10,000 member church, mega church, headed by celebrity pastor Jack Hibbs, who's been quoted as saying, and I'm reading it directly, whether people like it or not, religion is part of the fiber of America, and we encourage our congregation to speak the truth in the public square. Guess what? If your members want to go to a board meeting and start quoting stuff, that's different.
Yeah.
But if you want elected officials on the board to sit there and pontificate and have altar calls or whatever the hell they're doing, prayers and whatnot, and invoking the name of Jesus, that's a very different thing. This is so crazy. And the board evidently aligned themselves with a pro bono Christian Pacific Justice Institute. And the lawyer that was representing the board members has said that we will not be cowed by atheist bullying.
Atheist bullying. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
It's not atheist bullying. You know what this is? This is secular inclusion. I mean,
exactly.
They're trying to push their goddamn religion down everybody else's throat. They are a school board, which the government pays for, and they get their money from the government, and it says explicitly that it is not allowed to push religious doctrine into these places. Because all right, let's say I go to work and my boss decides to proselytize to me, which he wouldn't do, but the fact is he has a higher rank than me, and I could try to say no to him, but I could get into trouble, or he could find some way to write me up, and I could lose my job. Okay, I'm just saying these things are possible. I'm not saying in my workplace they have a rule against doing such shit, so everybody's at the same playing field. This is what this place should be. Everybody should have the same playing field, but because they're at a higher board level and than everybody else, they are forced to listen to this crap.
Yeah, and actually one of the parents who was seeking out the lawsuit was saying that their problem wasn't about Christianity per se, but they said the board members were eliminating any other kind of consideration for religious. You know, there could be Buddhists, there could be a bunch of different religions within the district, and it was just totally about their brand of Christianity. And the other sad thing is that this district, which has had most school districts do, but they have this financial crisis they've been going under, the district's going to be the one to have to pay the $200,000 fine.
Yeah.
Not these board members and not the goddamn church that's been telling them, hey, guess what? You get to say this.
Yeah. They're taking all this money that would have been used for children is now going to be taken away from them because these idiots want to shove their goddamn religion down everybody's throat.
Go ahead and go out on a street corner and preach your fucking shit, but don't, you know, I don't think they understand. And I don't think they do understand. That's something I didn't even see this week.
Yeah.
Reading all these stories. I don't think they get it.
I don't think they get it. And the only way they are going to get it is we got to hurt them where their God actually lives, in their fucking wallets. Yeah. And their bank accounts.
Well, they should be. They should be the one paying the fines.
Yeah, it should be. But it's the city's money. I don't care. I don't care. It didn't hurt me any.
But that's, you know, again, it comes down to tithing. It always comes down to money.
Yeah, it always comes down to money eventually. They're real God.
Yeah, they're mammon.
Yeah. Can't believe. Tonight we're starting our new segment called Unbelievable Deities. We're going to be talking about mythos, deities from the past, and present. Yahweh falls into that category, but we're not going to be talking about Yahweh tonight.
Wait, that's not Moloch?
No, that's not Moloch.
Oh, damn. Very popular in the pinatas aisle at my Walmart. I don't know about you. you break it open and all these children come spilling out. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's the one we're going to be talking about.
That was a bit dark,
We're going to be talking about Moloch. There's a picture of him right there.
That doesn't look too much different than the pinata.
No, it doesn't look too much different from the pinata. But the difference here with Moloch is the fact is that this deity, which is somebody you should not believe in to begin with, it's referenced in a lot of culture and pop art and back in the early 1800s. When H.G. Wells wrote his story, The Time Machine, and went on to certain other movies and whatever, recreations of this, there was also the Morlocks, which were based on the Morlock, the Moloch.
Well, Baal is another example, and so is Cronus, which are other gods, which generally it's they're bull gods, but they're about child sacrifice.
Yeah, that's what it was here. Back in the early 17th century, medieval rabbinical traditions, the notion that various gods like Milk, King, or the Hebrew Bible were closely related but not identical. In the earliest 20th century, the scholarly opinion topic begins that informed results of archaeological excavations near the east, notably those by R.A.S. Geezer between 1902 and 1909, reported evidence of child sacrifices in late Bronze Age in Canaan. This deity they would supposedly sacrifice children to. People in the news lately have been saying, well, not quite much in the news, in the right-wing religiotards out there, have been saying, well, if a woman gets an abortion, then she is sacrificing their child to Moloch, which I found out that this strategy is not a new one. This has been used since the early 1900s. This is how they described it. The savage, like ourselves, feels the oppression of his impotence before the powers of nature, but having in himself nothing but the respect more than power, he is willing to prostrate himself before his gods without inquiring whether they are worthy of his worship. This is bullshit, okay? Nobody is doing that today. When if a woman goes out to get an abortion, she is not giving her child to Moloch. Now, what they would do is, in those times, they would sacrifice an entire child. I mean, literally a full-size grown child, something that's out of the mother's womb. Abortion is nothing like that. Connie, your thoughts on this?
Well, first of all, the stories about Moloch, I think that you can't archaeologically just totally dismiss them, because there was obviously some kind of justification for a genocide, possibly. But also, the other more interesting thing I found was, what do you want to do if you want to take an entire culture of another person, another race, or another city that you want to take over? And if you want to justify it, you demonize them. And so, looking at the history of this is basically, I think, what has happened. I just can't caution that any society of people who value, especially if given the high infant mortality rate and the high mortality rate of giving birth, I can't imagine anybody just saying, yeah, it's okay that we're just going to throw our children onto this hot metal plate, which basically what the statue was. I'm just going to say it really quick. Look it up. But Moloch was a bronze statue that was heated from the inside, and its arms were outstretched, and the children would basically be thrown onto the arms of Moloch, and then, or Baal, or, you know,
or
what
whoever
was the other one? Oh, Cronus.
Yeah.
And fall into the fire. And usually there were drums and music going on in the background to drown out the screams. It's a really effective way of genocide of the people you're trying to conquer. First of all, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I don't have proof of that, but it's a very suspect idea. And so, you know, the idea and modern Christian evangelicals are trying to equate that with abortion. They're trying to say that women are getting rid of women parents are getting rid of children out of convenience and out of financial obligation. And I'm like, guess what? You know, no, just no. So they're demonizing it. They're also demonizing this whole thing and trying to equate it to some ancient deity, which I don't, I guess that Moloch and these guys are sun gods, and people, if they did worship them, it was a really backwards culture. I can't imagine this culture going on very long. Yeah. And I will just say one more thing. The archaeologists have found mass graves where they find a lot of children and animals.
Yeah.
But they say this was more the case of the high infant mortality rate, the high child mortality rate. And, you know, if you don't have a lot of money or time to bury children, it was just, that's more what these graves were. It wasn't about sacrifice. It was just about, this was our reality.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah. Now, one of the other things was back when cars started coming around, the cartoon edits, you know, the political cartoons type things, they labeled the automobile as the modern Moloch because they viewed it as a death machine. Yeah. Why don't they name guns as modern Molochs? Because those things are death machines. That's all they're made for. Death, killing things.
It's all right, though.
Yeah. now, in the book, The Gathering Storm from 1948, the first volume from Winston Churchill's World History, World War II, Churchill describes Hitler's triumph at the movement. He finally achieved power in 1933. This is a quote here. He had called from the depths of defeat the dark of the and savage fury latent in most numerous and serviceable, ruthless, contradictory, and ill-starred race in Europe. He had conjured up the fear idol of all-devouring Moloch, of which he was the priest and incarnation. So, yeah, not that Hitler was a nice guy or anything, but, yeah, they use this to demonize whoever it is you're fighting against.
It's a shorthand. I think Moloch or Baal is a shorthand for that kind of just bloodlust. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, and guess what? Religion, although it outlawed child sacrifice, also kind of glorified it. It was, you know, the worship of Yahweh, who, you know, again, that's what Jesus is about. He's the firstborn. That's what people were sacrificing to Moloch, were the firstborns. And Jesus is that ultimate propitiation.
Yeah.
For, you know, so, pot kettle black in some ways.
Yeah, there was also Italian director Giva Pasone's silent film Cabria in 1914 was largely based on Sambalo. It included an enormous amount of Moloch modeled on Flaubert's descriptions. American anti-communist agitator Elizabeth Dilling and her husband Jeremiah Stokes wrote an anti-Semitic book, The Plot Against Christianity, in 1964, re-released under the title The Jewish Religion, Its Influence Today. So, yeah, this has been used also against the Jewish people as well.
Yeah.
So,
Abraham and Isaac.
Yeah.
That may or may not have been a sacrifice that actually happened.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah. And it's not that, you know, that any of that was actually true, but
right.
It's still, they use it to demonize another people.
Contact us by email at ppappodcast@gmail.com or on Twitter as @PackardPokeSat. Like us on facebook.com/PackardPokeSat. Call our Google Voice and leave a message at 662-709-PPAP or 662-709-7727, and we will respond to it on the show. Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time. Join us live at vaughnlive.tv/PackardPokeSat. During the show, you can share your thoughts with us by calling 857-216-3200 using PIN number 35368 or on uberconference.com/PackardPokeSat. For links to the stories, visit our show page at PackardPokeSat.wordpress.com. You can help support the show by purchasing merchandise from cafepress.com/PackardPokeSat or make a donation to the show at patreon.com/PackardPokeSat. If you can't afford any money, why not share the show with your friends and rate us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Spreaker, and on YouTube. For everyone that shares and rates us, you kick ass.
I'd like to take a moment to remind everybody we did start a second podcast. It's called The Atheist, The Bible, and No Wardrobe. That's over at abandnw.wordpress.com. You can find us also on Facebook at facebook.com/abandnw. And our Twitter is abandwpodcast. Word salad. I apologize.
You know what? That should be, you should just had word salad.
Yeah, I should just have made. I should just name the show Word Salad.
Exactly.
Oh,
damn it.
It's on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spreaker.
You're living in a world of make believe with flowers and bells and leprechauns and magic frogs with funny little hats.
You know, we talk about so many different things on this show, and some of them we have to just kind of go, yeah, I don't want to talk about this because it just happens so often. It's ad nauseum. But this one is one of those moments where it's almost ad nauseum. A Christian school principal confessed to having sexually assaulted two preteen students. Now, some people would say, okay, more boys being raped. In this instance, it was two girls who were raped. Now, this happened out in Port Angeles, Washington. And the guy is in custody after he admitted to sexually assaulting these two girls at the school. Douglas Ellison, age 55, was charged with 8 counts of molestation and 4 counts of child rape on the two girls, ages 10 and 11, at the Mountain View Christian School. So all these people who say that atheists have no morals, I like to point a shit like this, and then of course they use the no true Scotsman fallacy. They say, well, he wasn't a real Christian. Bullshit. If he believes in God, he believes in Jesus, he's a true Christian. And the thing is about this piece of shit is that he's not alone. There's a lot of people out there like him, and they believe in God just like he does. Only thing is, some of those people haven't been caught yet. Connie, your thoughts?
Well, haven't been caught yet. And the thing is that this kind of shit, it doesn't wind up being the only time. No. The article in question that we got this from, first of all, he cries in his beer about how his life is over. And second of all, you know, it says that evidently the previous place of employment for him and his wife, which by the way, he and his wife were the only two teachers at this school for the last 3 years.
Oh, Jesus.
It was California. So I followed up on that and I found an article from a Squim paper, Squim, Washington, where that's near where he is employed. Mm-hmm. And from 3 years ago, when they first came there, they didn't mention diddly squat about California.
Yep.
They said that he and his wife were employed in Olympia at a Seventh-day because this is Seventh-day Adventist, I don't care about cults and shit, Seventh-day Adventist school in Olympia. And prior to that, he worked in the Wrangell Mountain area and islands of Alaska, Wrangell, Alaska, Jesus. Which was a camp for Seventh-day Adventists. Guess what? Same age group, 8 to 16-year-olds. So he was working 9 years at some camp on an island in the remote areas of Alaska.
Oh, an island in the middle of nowhere.
Where you
can't probably even get a cell signal out of.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? And guess what? I mean, according to these other reports, in this school in Washington, he was touching these girls in front of other students. It's a small school. It's like 12 kids right now in school. And when I looked back like 3 years ago, there were maybe 20. So, it's a small community. I have to say Squim, Washington, that whole area up there, it's pretty remote. So there's not going to be a lot of young people, especially in a Christian school. But, oh, God. And you know, what flipped me out was when he was caught by a sting of a phone call from the mother of one of the victims. And in the phone call, this guy, he says, your daughter asked me to touch her. He blamed his fucking victim.
Oh, my God.
So I'm sorry, people. If these are the only two kids, I hope that this is the only two kids. For the kids' sake. For everybody's sake.
Yeah, for everybody's sake. I hope these are the only two people who were involved in this, but this is just so fucking wrong.
So don't be surprised if you hear more from this. I just wouldn't. at all. I really hope that more people come. I hope that all the victims come forward.
Yeah.
I hope that this guy has to just, you know, but I honestly, it made me really, really mad. And I apologize, but he's a piece of shit.
Yeah, he is a piece of shit.
Crying about how now he's this caught. His life is over.
Yeah. And, you know, this is why secular morality is far superior to religious morality overall, because these people think, well, you know what? When I die or before I die, I can just pray to God and he's going to forgive me for this. So I'm off the hook. No, it doesn't work that way. No. It doesn't work that way.
Mm-mm.
Why does everyone keep thinking I'm a troll? Da, 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 da.
Now, this is the...
Sorry.
This is the, I know, that's a, it's a silly segment.
Amo.
Amo. Usually, I read a headline, and Connie will try to figure out if the story is a real story or if it's a fake story from, like, The Onion, for example. But tonight, seeing it's our fifth-year anniversary and it's April, I thought, well, you know what? Connie's been taking a lot of heat from me, and I have not been making it too easy on her. So tonight, we've turned the tables, and she's going to try to make me look like the proverbial fool tonight. So
that sounds so mean.
I know it does sound mean, but hey, it's all in good fun. It's all in good fun.
Okay. All right.
So, all right, Connie, give me your first headline.
All right. Police track down escaped unicorn in California. True or troll?
That one's true.
Yes.
Yay.
Okay.
Where was the site? What was the site on that one? Who?
CBS News.
Okay. All right.
I'm sorry. I have to read the news. Okay.
Yeah. Tell me.
All right.
Okay.
I'm new at this. Forgive me.
Okay.
All right. Dubai luxurious restaurant creates $200,000 pizza. True or troll?
Ooh. A $200,000 pizza? Oh. That sounds real.
Troll.
Ugh. Damn, that sounded so real.
I know you get the little gold flakes on it.
Yeah,
caviar, you would
think. Where was the site for that one?
World News Daily Report.
Oh, World News Daily. Yeah.
All right. Missouri proposes important law ruling that fiscal and physical are two totally different words. True or troll?
That would be a troll.
True.
Oh, really? Oh. totally screwed that one up.
Mashable.com.
Oh. All right.
Okay.
Hit me again, Connie.
All right. Trump plans to repeal Obamacare on day one and replace it with Trump Care on day two. True or troll?
That one is, I want to say true, but I know Trump, so I'm going to say troll.
Correct.
Yay!
News low.
Yeah, okay. News low. That sounds familiar.
Penis ring sparks bomb alert in German casino. True or troll?
Okay, that sounds true.
Yes, it's true.
A penis ring! Penis ring for the win!
HuffPo.
From the HuffPo. All right.
How explosive, right?
Right. Might, okay. Go get your face too close to it. It might explode.
I gotta defuse this bomb. All right. Okay. Sarah Palin on Bristol's second pregnancy. The Virgin Mary also got pregnant without a husband.
That's a troll.
Oh, yes. Yeah. News low.
Yeah.
All right.
Actually, I remember that one because I've gone that page a few times.
Okay, the UK asks the internet to name its ship, and the internet chooses Bodie McBoatface. True or troll?
That sounds like such an internet thing. I'm gonna say true.
Yes.
Hey.
That's CBS News. Bodie McBoatface. God, I love that.
I love the internet sometimes. Bodie McBoatface. Brilliant.
Okay. David Barton Thomas Jefferson would have agreed with me on everything.
Yeah, all right. I know that one's true.
Yes, it's true. Oh. Okay. I'll ban Cinco de Mayo, vows Trump.
That sounds like a troll. That sounds like a complete troll.
Yes.
Yay!
Oof.com.
Ah!
Okay. Ann Coulter became a Republican in kindergarten while defending the Vietnam War. True or troll?
Oh, shit. I thought Ann Coulter would just, like, fell out of the sky or something. That one sounds fake. It sounds fake. No one makes that decision when they're, like, that young. I don't think so.
That's true.
Is it true? Oh, my God.
I know.
Oh, my God. I got... She decided she was going to be a Republican in kindergarten? Fucking A. Wow.
Right wing watch.
Oh, okay.
Trump, the only way to have world peace is for every country to have a nuclear weapon.
That sounds like something Trump would say. But seeing as how it sounds like something he would say, I'm going to say he didn't say it.
Yeah, it's a troll.
Yay!
Since I skipped one, so...
Oh, that's okay.
You sure?
Yeah, we got 12. Well, we got... That's okay. Fine. That's
fine. We got
fine.
12. We got okay, 12, I'm yeah. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Connie's okay. First time, everybody. Give her a break. So how well did you do? Did you do better than I did? I hope you did, because I fucked up a lot.
You did really well.
Oh, go on. No, please, go on.
Get the hook. Better than me.
Alrighty. Well, we got to get out of here. We'll be back next week with a regular longer show. And until then, this has been Packard Pokes that we just poked at your news.
And that's a wrap.